chairperson, the directors of FAO, WHO, Your Excellencies, distinguished participants, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. I am extremely delighted and profoundly honored to be here at this conference to deliver a statement on behalf of the government and people of Malawi on the state of nutrition in Malawi and our considered view of the policy direction nationally, regionally, and internationally for improving conditions of nutrition and going forward. To begin with, let me convey our warm greetings from the government and people of Malawi, commonly known as Warm Heart of Africa, solely because of the warmth of the people and the country. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, Malawi has registered remarkable success in meeting some of the Millennium Development Goals, including goal number one of eradicating extreme poverty and hunger. In particular, within the eradication of extreme poverty and hunger target, Malawi has made considerable progress in reducing undernourishment from 44.7% in 1990 to 1992 down to 21.8% in 2012-2014, as reported in the joint effort and FAO World Food Programme State of Food Insecurity 2013, launched only 2 weeks ago, and also reduced stunting for children under 5 from 47.1% in 2010 to 42.4% in 2013, as demonstrated in the results of the MDG End Line Survey carried out in Malawi in 2013, whose results were announced only 10 days ago. Despite these aforementioned successes, malnutrition remains an issue in Malawi. Based on the recent Demographic Health Survey 2004-2010, underweight, wasting, stunting are still issues of concern. Similarly, macronutrient disorders, especially vitamin A and iron deficiency, are also of public health concern. According to the Macronutrient Survey of 2001 and 2009, vitamin A is under 5 children was estimated at 22.9%. Malawi indicators are far below the globally accepted levels in the world. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, the successes Malawi has registered in nutrition improvements in the recent past come about due to multiplicity of factors bordering on policy formulation, intervention, and building partnerships in program implementation. In the area of policy formulation, Malawi has elevated the issue of nutrition high in its policy agenda by including it in overarching policy agenda of the Malawi Development Growth Strategy number 2, which goes from 2011 to 2016. Making it one of government's top priority areas for investment. Furthermore, Malawi has also developed the first-level national nutrition policy that integrates health, agriculture, education, gender, and rural development issues related to nutrition improvements. In addition, Malawi is also developing National Nutrition Strategic Plan, which aims at clearly defining the roles and responsibilities of various players. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, aside from the policy arena, Malawi is also actively implementing a number of measures and programs aimed at improving nutrition outcomes, some of which are the establishment of early warning systems for food insecurity, implementing the agriculture subsidy program, income-generating activities such as creation of village savings and loans associations aimed at reducing market and environmental shocks, thereby improving overall food security, availability, and utilization of community levels. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, government is implementing these programs and interventions in collaboration with other development partners. I must indicate, though, that challenges persist, and these include inadequate financial, technical, and human resources to support national programs. In conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, I wish to emphasize that the Malawi nutrition response is still at an infant stage and requires a lot of support and technical and financial to achieve the Millennium Development Goals. The government of Malawi remains committed to champion the national nutrition response in a holistic manner and is appealing to the global community, bilateral and multilateral civil society partners to continue supporting Malawi adequately, deal with its challenges in order to accelerate the achievement of its nutrition targets. I thank you all for your attention.